So normally, you know me, I'm quite the talker, and I haven't done a two-part boo in quite a while because, with 10-minute boos, there isn't much to say lately. There's been a lot going on. But I just kind of wanted to conclude it because I kind of ran out of time. So how do you guys feel about dog walking services? Now, I'm not going to take everyone's opinion and go, oh my God, they're either so awesomely great or they're meh. Because these companies apparently appear to be very reputable. I hear Rover is a little bit more, I don't want to say lenient, because they're not. They have a 24-hour emergency hotline. They have, I guess, some insurance things. I think Rover's a little bit cheaper too. I haven't like really looked at the WAG pricing, but apparently their standards are a bit more stricter about how dog trainers or walkers or sitters. So you have multiple services in there. Obviously, the only services I would ever use are walking and boarding. Like if I needed him to board with somebody overnight for an emergency situation, which would be very, very rare. If that's the case, the walking thing I would only use, if anything like were to happen with my health, I would like someone to take my dog out and, take care of him because my husband has cerebral palsy. And so I can't really rely on him to do it. I can measure out food and have it all set up and prepared and, feed him. But with my health, sometimes that happens. It's very rare that it does, but I've broken my left foot 3 times already. I've had massive stomach cramps lately and sinus headaches. And to top it off, it's 3-digit heat. And in my opinion, a dog shouldn't even be out in this weather, but a dog's got to do what a dog's got to do. So, I'm a little on the fence about it, but I'm like, should I try it? Should I not? And I was more interested in signing up as a dog sitter because if I could stay inside and take care of dogs all my life, I would absolutely love it. But I think you have to have a certificate to do something like that. Not with Rover, though. But this WAG thing, they're offering me a free walk within 7 days and they're offering me a lockbox. So I don't know. Do you guys think I should give it a try and just be a good sport about it and, see how it works. Of course, I don't think I'm going to use the lock box when my dog walker gets here because I want to be in their face and saying, where are you taking my dog? I don't mean to say it that way, but, I'm just a very nervous mom. I have only let Zappa out of my sight when, pardon the pun, but I've only been away from him when he either gets groomed or when he stayed at my aunt's house for a few days when I broke my foot. And that was the one time that was back in 2015. So when he's getting groomed or whatever. But other than that dog is with me pretty much 24/7 unless I go to the movies and he stays at home. So that dog is pretty much just with me all my life. And so I guess I don't want to say it's an anxiety, but it's a slight apprehension as to what might happen. So I'm trying to think positive about it, and I'm thinking, well, should I give this WAG thing a try? It might be a new walk with a new person. He might learn to enjoy the outdoors a little bit more because unfortunately with this heat, I mean, first of all, who wants to be out in this heat? So any dog walker out there, I really empathize with you. If you are being paid to walk a dog for half an hour, in 115 degree heat, ouch, 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 ouch. And ouch also because of the poor dog. Their paws. Yes. We're talking. I know. And this dog wants a belly rub. See, if I could just sit here and give dogs belly rubs and feed them and take care of them and just hug them and pet them, I would love to be a dog sitter. I really would. I mean, that's all I want to do is just take care of dogs. Which is kind of odd because I'm going for an English degree, but I want to be a writer and I want to work with blind children. on Braille literacy, so that's really what I want to do. But and open a bakery, and hopefully when Barkerville gets published, we're gonna have a Barkerville themed menu for our bakery. Hello, Wag, Wag, Wag. So first of all, I think the name Wag is cute. I think it's totally cute for an app, but so is Rover. So I don't know. Have you guys used those services? What are your thoughts, feelings about it? And I don't know. I'm considering giving it a try. I need to give it a day or two to really sleep on it and, you know, think about it. But hey, if they're offering me a free walk, you know, should I just give it a try? And there's only one dog walker in my area with this Wag app. I think Rover is more widely used. I don't know. Well, hopefully things work out if that happens. But if it does happen, I'll give you guys an update. But apparently these apps allow you to take pictures of the dog so that you can kind of keep the owner up to date on what's going on. They even have a way to for your dog walker to do what they call pee/poop notifications. So it'll send a notification to your phone when your dog goes, which can be quite helpful if you have a guide dog, because you obviously need to know when your dog is going out to keep your dog on schedule.
Rover is also for cats too.
Oh yeah, Rover
it's
is
not just for dogs. It's for, well, basically dogs, cats, and houses.
Yeah, pretty much. Rover. Rawr. I love the name Rover. But I love Wag too. That's so cute. So in within a week or so, a Wag lockbox will be here, and who knows? I mean, I don't know. It should be interesting. Never done this before, so again, have to really think on it. And it was just kind of like, well, congratulations, a free lockbox is on the way. And I'm like, huh? I mean, that I was not expecting. But I don't know, I'll give it a try and see what I think of it, and I'll give you guys an update. And I'm sure my Zappy will be well taken care of. It's just me, the nervous mom, even though my dog is 5 years old. He's growing. You grow up too fast. You grow up too fast. Oh, I love you. And he's got an inflatable collar on right now, unfortunately, because he has a little teensy rash that we're dealing with. Your little inflatable collar. It looks like an inner tube. Looks like he's wearing a donut.
Mm-hmm. A blue donut.
A blue donut. A water donut. Okay. So
track position 0 seconds of 0 seconds. One notification. KS2CBS.
Audio
close button. Pause recording. 8 minutes and 16 seconds.
I better stop this recording because I'm gonna run out of time, and I'm not doing another audio boom. I've got to take care of this puppy. So anyway, all thoughts, comments, anything are suggested are welcome. And yeah, so everyone take care. And if you have a furry friend, give them a pet, a belly rub, a hug, a kiss, everything from me, okay? Because I love doggies. I just, oh my gosh, if I could babysit dogs all day, my only criteria would be that the dog has to be properly vaccinated, behave well with other dogs and people, and what was my third? Oh, be house trained. Yeah, because I live in an apartment, and So yeah. All right, well, all you waglets and non-waglets, take care. Bye.